the Crunch Time date, the Crunch Time Toolshed debut? Yeah, for 2017. Not a lot of changes, despite his rising in my eyes for some stellar work as a baseball analyst. He's still A-Roid. And, of course, we cannot induct anyone into the tool shed without calling on our proprietor and landlord to open said tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Not a Yankee anymore. All right, I usually like to be more specific, but I'm going to be more all-encompassing. Did you have something you needed to add to that?
I was just going to say, does he tell people not to make any jokes on the set just so he doesn't have to laugh?
Right. God, every time I laugh, it just gets worse. My D-bag level just goes up and up and up.
He knows we're going to steal it and use it on things.
Right. It'll be used against me in a court of law. So I usually like to be more specific, but I'm going to do an all-encompassing First Take, CBS Sports Radio, ESPN Radio, ESPN TV, Twitter, all of you. It's a two-hour plane trip. I really can't take it anymore. We live in a different world. Stop the "in my day." Your day's over. It's today. We all share it. It's called evolution. The giant receiver spending a day off in the sun of South Florida 6 days before a game. It's irrelevant. It's not going to make their tackles hold less or commit more false starts. It's not going to stop Eli from making those stupid throws. Not going to make the linebackers suddenly morph into LT Carl Banks and Harry Carson. Stop it. If they lose, it's because of the Packers and how they play on Sunday, not last Monday. Get a life. San Francisco 49ers CEO Jed York. Is that like your favorite of my nominees ever?
Yeah, by the way, they're doing like a sign-off for Chris Berman, and they're showing a special with Dwight Clark catching the pass in the back of the end zone.
Right. That's
I don't need an excuse to show that, but I'm glad they are.
There's an exact anniversary of it, I think maybe like today.
Coming up.
No, it can't be. That was a championship game.
Yeah, I think it's the end of the month.
It's in the January teens, yeah. 35 years ago.
It was a pretty cool play, though.
It was awesome. Euphoria for Niners fans, but the people who enjoyed it the second most, aside from bettors, were Giants fans who hate the Cowboys.
So on board.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, I think we're going to get along well here, 49ers and Giants fans.
I know York is technically the owner, but that's kind of like saying James Dolan is the owner of the Rangers and Knicks. If daddy's not born first, the only time we hear him speak into a microphone is asking if you like that supersized. His quote from January 20th, 351 days ago, about his then new head football coach is this: Chip is going to be here for a long time, period. You might want to use different punctuation. Unbelievable. Handed that crap roster by Balky, a combo of Lombardi, Wooden, Scotty Bowman, and Miller Huggins won't win four games.
What the hell's going on out here?
His line about you can't fire the owner, true, but can't the owner step down and let somebody else run the organization? That doesn't seem like a terrible idea. Brent Musburger, now sort of with ESPN and the SEC Network. Hey, look, I get the whole second chance thing. No one is saying Joe Mixon goes to jail for life or gets executed. I mean, he's garbage. To just have that in you, to be a high-level male athlete and be such a D-bag, you can form a fist and cold cock a woman, Amelia Molitor. He should have done jail time. But Musburger, like the pigs at Baylor or Penn State or Minnesota, still don't get it. It's always with these guys ignoring the victim and sticking your nose up the rear end of the jock and not siding with the perpetrator almost. Bob Stoops tainted his legacy forever. No going back. And Musburger twice standing by his words. It's kind of disgusting. Here's some advice. STFU, walk upright and join evolution. And finally, former Minnesota head football coach Tracy Claes. No one learns anything. When it's sexual assault or rape or molestation, how about this? Stay away from the send button. Give it 24 hours. beware the function with a recording device in your face. Read the case file here. We're talking some pretty disturbing facts, including the involvement of a 17-year-old recruit. Yeah, that's underaged for those who blindly back football players. When the players threatened to boycott, Clays played the "never been more proud of our kids" tweet. Really? That's prideful behavior. And again, we see that actions like this paint the accuser or victim as possibly being at fault. Like Ann Hilker, a student, wrote in an article, it's the stigma at the heart of rape culture, and it's really got to stop. Man, I don't know what the I guess the in general, that's not that bad. We fill 24/7, 365. Jed York is, you know, it's more of Niners' problem than society. Brent Musburger, he's probably not long for the broadcast world. Yeah, I'll go Tracy Clays. And I know that first of all, at this point, if the guys are all backing you, that's probably not a point in your favor. So we induct former Minnesota head football coach Tracy Clays as our first inductee for 2017. And we got to make a better list. When I was looking through it last week, I was like, was this 2015, 2016? Because we did our year-end special last Thursday. And what?
Yeah, we had a really good process of writing them down for about 6 months. And then when
stopped. Right to my Word and on my Word program, and I'm going to write it, and then I'm going to save it and put it on my desktop.
That's what I said to myself when we first started.
Back last January. Yeah. Is that worse than a New Year's resolution? Is that a radio New Year's resolution? The version of, I'm going to get the year membership. It'll make me go. All right. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
And why would that be silly and unprofessional, A-Rod? Because you are silly and unprofessional.